Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast, the Messenger Edition, where we have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. And how appropriate for that song tonight, Love's in Need of, the World's in Need of Love Today, for this man-made holiday, Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day out there to the podcast land, and thank you for tuning in. And we will now have a message from the messenger himself, Rondaya Hodge.
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. Amen. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. And yes, you are correct. The world is in need of love today. Yes, we know that this is a man-made holiday. But truthfully, what we need to do is make this a yearly holiday. We've got to understand that we should not need someone to tell us that today is the day to be loving, because we have 364 days. What good is one day? Well, any day is good, but if you can do it one day, then you can do it 5 days. If you could do it 5 days, you can do it 10 days. So as Nurse Carmen said in the title of this podcast is, let's learn or let's work harder at loving always and not need someone to soup us up. Let the real you come out. And if the real you comes out, trust me, love will flow. I'd like to thank each and every one that tuned in tonight. I can't be mad at anyone that's not here tonight because hopefully they're loving in some way. And that's what it's really all about, learning how to love one another as you love yourself. This holiday was designed for a different type of love. It is all good, but it was designed for a different type of love. But we've got to take that to a higher level. And in order for us to do that, we've got to realize just who we are. Because when we realize who it is that we are, then we can understand who other people are and we can love them in spite of. We are all different but the same. And because we are all different, we can't get mad or upset because someone is different than us. We need to wear that as a badge of honor that we are all the same, but we are different. And so let's learn how to glorify the differences that we have instead of vilifying it. Because when we vilify it, what happens is we create unnatural hatred within us that was not and is not who we really are. So in order for this to happen, as I've said so many times on the podcast, we've got to start going within. And when we go within, then we can bring what it is that's within us outside of us. So I'm going to open it up. I know my co-producer got some lovely stories and Nurse Carmen. And we're just going to talk about the beauty of loving everyone. And I know there are some that we love a little different, but the important thing is that we love. And it's so much easier to love than it is to hate. And I don't know why we're so easy to put that extra energy into hating someone instead of loving someone. What do you say to that, Mr. Co-Producer?
Hey, how you doing tonight, Brother Messenger? Yeah, it's some, I guess my friend tell me I'm getting cynical when it comes to holidays because I just don't put that kind of care into any of them anymore because they're all about some different. We got holidays to celebrate what should be every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get too wrapped up in that. Again, if I loved you yesterday, I don't need to send you a flower and a dozen roses a day because it's a commercial holiday. That's just me. But again, what's more important is that I love you, that I show you love. That's the most important thing. So when I don't get wrapped up in the holiday per se, it doesn't mean I don't get wrapped up in the intent of the holiday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So true. Amen.
And that's important for us to understand. By no means whatsoever are we saying today you should boycott it. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying you need to take today. That's right. This energy that you're putting forth today to make it special, we need to apply that every day. Every day doesn't mean you have to go out to dinner, but you can still show love. Every day doesn't mean you got to get Valentine, heart, or strawberry candy, strawberries, or anything to that nature. You should be able to get those anytime. It doesn't need to wait. You shouldn't have to wait till February the 14th. You should be able to get that January 22nd.
How about that?
I'm just saying what it is.
Yeah. If you really think about it, if we break it down to a human aspect, why would you really want to be with someone that can only show you love on the 14th of February and then on the 15th he's kicking your butt or stealing from you or doing something that isn't pleasant to you? But all is forgiven on the 14th. And if we can forgive on the 14th, then we can forgive on the 15th too. And we can stop allowing our differences to create a hatred emotion within us that deprives us from being just who it is that we are. And we are loving creatures. Because of who we are, we are love, and that's what God is, love. And so that is a part of us. So we need to exercise that as if it was a part of us and stop allowing any and everybody to just steal your joy. But that's because we're not sure who we are. When we come to know who it is that we truly are, then we'll be able to see and understand things that were so baffling to us before then. So I'll continue to say we must find the time to go within and then get in there and listen. You've heard numerous times in scripture writing that they would say, "He that has ears, let him hear." Let him hear what it is that God is saying to you. But instead of us receiving that scripture in that sense, we take it in a sense as if God is telling people certain things, and they, you know what I mean? We're not taking it in the manner in which it was really meant. And it's meant for us so that we can understand who we are, that we would hear what it is that God has to say. But we've got ourselves tuned to the fact that the only way I can hear what God has to say is someone has to tell me. And who's better to tell you than God himself? Why does God need a middleman? We're always talking about how good and powerful and merciful and strong and wise and knowledge he is, but then we always think for some reason either God, we are so beneath God, but if we want to believe that we're so beneath God, then how can we believe the story that he sent his only begotten son? And if he loved us so much, why would he have to send his son? Why would he not just do the work that he sent his son to do? I wanted to stay on love, but it seemed like I took another turn. But that turn is to let us know how we are letting other people's opinions and thoughts just totally rule our way of thinking, our way of knowing. It was too much for God himself to come, but he put himself in his son and came down here. Why do all of that? And not
because it makes the story better.
As Brother Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, but now as an adult, I ain't got time for stories. I've been listening to these stories far too long.
Right. Amen.
And if I'm really, really, really so concerned about my soul, and I'm doing technically the same thing that I was doing before I, as they would say, got saved, when do you realize that something's just not right here? And I can't go on to say it doesn't matter because they haven't even gotten to that stage to be able to even begin to accept it. They live it as if they don't, but then they proclaim something totally different, that they have to be saved. So if you feel so strongly about being saved, why are you not doing what it is that you think it is that you're supposed to be doing? So you're right steady playing mind games, and you're playing mind games kind of like with today. Once again, as we said, today is a loving day, but so was yesterday.
Every day, that's right.
You could muster up enough strength on the 14th to be extra special. Why can't you muster up strength to be special? Then you go out, and once again, I'm not bashing this, so please understand. I'm not bashing this because it's a beautiful thing, but I'm just speaking with regards to how we allow certain things that are set up, even though they don't make sense, but we allow those things to rule and guide us. I'll give you an example. Okay, we're struggling to pay our rent. We're struggling to make bills meet. But on the 4th of February, I can take everything that I got to take you out for a dinner. Or to buy you a new outfit, or to whatever that they use it on, that just that because it's that day. We've got to get, if you love someone enough that you're willing to take your rent money or your mortgage money or your any kind of money and spend it on that person, it shouldn't only be on Valentine's Day. Women, you go in the kitchen and you make a special, special meal because it's Valentine's Day. It shouldn't be only on Valentine's Day. Well, I take that back because most women, they look to be taken out on that day.
Really?
Most women, not all.
I know a lot of sisters that wouldn't go out, so I don't want to say really. I didn't know that.
Oh,
it's just
that wouldn't go.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm in a particular age group, so we've been there, done that, and at this age, we know we don't want that. We tired from working.
We got things to do.
We got things to do, yeah.
But
you bring that meal home if you want to, but we don't want to go out.
Now, but once again, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what
there
I'm saying?
There is nothing wrong with that. No,
right,
there isn't.
Know?
I'm just saying,
right.
Women of a particular age, we okay.
Okay, like I said before, Sister T, some women, I didn't say them all, but some women. You know, Sister T wants you to specify. Are you talking about all of them or some of them?
And this is Nurse Carmen.
I know. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is the. Oh,
hey.
I gotta say, hey, welcome to the attic.
We started
the chant. I'm listening to you. I'm like, okay. But I know you're just using the examples that Sister T always jumping in
right,
with.
Right, exactly.
I got
Thank
you,
brother.
I got you, brother.
I know you do, brother. And Nurse Carmen do too, but she got to hear her role.
No, no.
That's all right.
No, Nurse Carmen kind of slow tonight because, like I said, I'm tired.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit
Nurse
slow.
Carmen, like Teddy Pendergrass said, wake up, everybody.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, Brother Co-Producer, we might be able to turn this into the attic.
See, I'll have to do like our uncle used to do, just start unplugging shit.
Unplugging the mic.
Hey, no, take that off, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But once again, as we were saying, and just so that folks know, it is so good to laugh and joke. You got to understand that it is good
for
the soul.
Amen.
It is good.
Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
You think because you mention God that you got to be all reverence and stuff to that nature. You have to understand who you are and who God is. You have to understand this, and you can't understand this by just reading the literature, the scriptures that have been left behind. You say it every Sunday, every week. You're saying how it's a personal relationship. And please tell me, who is it that has a personal relationship that doesn't laugh and joke? Who do you have a personal relationship?
I don't know the person.
But we can't accept that. We think it's something that, you know, when you speak of God, you got to speak in a scared voice. You got to speak as only if you can just give utterance to the word God. And the truth be told, we gave him that name, God. You know, he didn't say he was God. We gave him that name. He said, I am that I am. That's
Amen.
Who I am. But you know, we won't let go because it's instilled in us that this is the way we're supposed to think. But I do know a whole lot of other things that was instilled in us that this is what you shouldn't do, and we did it. But that's another story.
Yeah,
the most
story for another time.
Another story another time.
Yeah.
But we just want to focus on this segment. Just thinking about love. Thinking about how we can make a difference. And by loving any and everyone, you do make a difference. But now I hope we have gotten to the point where we do understand love. When I say love, I'm not referring to the quote unquote lustful type of thing that they're talking about. I'm talking about caring for someone as you would care for yourself. Treating someone how you would want to be treated. And when I say someone, I change that and say everyone. What did the messenger Jesus say? Love thy enemies. Love those that spitefully use you. Still love them. Because you can't allow anyone to change or make you something other than what you are. And that's why it's so important that we begin to live our truth. And when we live our truth, then nobody can take that from us. But as long as we're walking around here living someone else's life, we can never truly be happy. We can put on the facade that we're happy, but within ourselves, because we say you've got to be true to yourself. It's nice that you're true to everybody else, but you've got to be true. You can't even be true to everybody else if you're not true to yourself. So it's important for us to take a deep look inside on how we are using this precious time that we have here, as not for a play on words, but this is a present. Each moment is a present. A present that you've sent to yourself. This is why they call this the present. Because it is the present. It is a preset moment, a present that you sent to yourself. And because it's a present, when anybody get a present, what they like to do? They get all happy and stuff because they've got a present.
Mm-hmm.
A present.
They say thank you.
What are we doing with it? That's right. What are we doing with this present that we sent to ourselves? And once you go within, you'll understand more what it is that I'm talking about when I say we sent it to ourselves.
Amen.
Because technically, remember now, as you move up in the realm of the universe and of life, you'll understand that there is no time. But the present, but the present time. So while we're here in this body, in this earth, we have to understand just what's going on in our lives. And this is one of the reasons why you always hear me say all things are working together for the good. In spite of what they may look like, it's working together for the good. And if anybody would stop for a moment and think about some of the real bad situations that have happened, we can't see the good in it. But I got to tell you, it's good in it. And even as far as death, we have to one of these days come to truly understand that there is no better gift than death. No better gift.
Amen.
Because when we reach that stage of what we call death, what we're actually reaching is a stage of rebirth.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We look at it as death, but it's rebirth because we become, we come into our full glory. So we keep looking at things wrong. Well, we keep looking at things other than what they really are. We're looking at things of how we want them to be and not how they really are. And it just really boggles the mind how these different religions, per se, put so much emphasis on their teaching, the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of Buddha, the teaching of Muhammad, but nobody follows it. They'll follow A, B, but they're not going to apply C, D, and E to them. But how is that not just as important? because we don't love ourselves. We don't love ourselves in the manner in which we should love ourselves. And if we can't love ourselves the proper way, how can we love another? If I'm not mistaken, I think Jesus spoke something about how can you love me who you've never seen, and hate your brother right that's right next to you? How can you do that? Because everybody loved Jesus, but they hate me. That's what's so beautiful about the sayings that Jesus left on record for us to understand. But we don't hear it for what it really is. We hear it for what it is that someone else has told us. We refuse to allow ourselves to speak to us. We rather Bishop T.D. Jakes or anybody other than ourselves. Can anybody remember truthfully when their selves have lied to them? Now, we remember when we did something other than what ourselves told us to do.
Mm-hmm. Didn't turn out right.
Right. Did ourselves really tell us to do it? Did the spirit within say, this is what you need to do, and it turned out bad? Most of the time, it turned out, and I won't use the word bad again, it turned out different is because our spirit told us to do one thing, and we did something else. That's when we had the undesired result of what we were seeking. And so that's why it's important that we learn who we are. This is why it's important that we learn how to truly love. That same love that God has for you, you need to have it for the next person. Because God realizes that you're a part of him. And so with you being a part of him, how can he be mad at you? How can he? And that's what we've got to start seeing when we see anyone. Love thy neighbor as thyself. There is just so much in the Bible that is letting us know that we are one. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's a reason for that. If your brother asks you for your coat, give him your shirt too. There's a reason for that. I think I kind of just made that part up, but you know what I'm saying.
So you might not read that nowhere.
Right. But the meaning.
Amen.
That's what's important, the meaning. So as we get ready to end this podcast, we want you to also never, never, ever in the love that you have for one another. Do what you can to try and keep this day going, showing everyone. It says, how do they know that you are my disciple? By how you love one another. And that's what's important. How you love one another. This is how people will be able to see that you are different in that aspect, that you're not following behind the crowd. The word says, be in the world, but not of the world. So now we're in the world, but we don't have to be of it. We don't have to change who we are. Because when God created us, he created us just as we should be. He didn't make a mistake. Regardless of all the stories, where we've been told that something, you know, we went astray. We can't go astray. We are in the place that was designed for us to be from the beginning.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And that Amen. Brings our podcast right down to the wire this evening. I want to thank everyone for downloading, listening to the Messenger podcast. Again, folks, this is just some godly conversation. We are trying to introduce you to the concept that you have a direct connection with God and you don't need anybody to intercess for you. The more the merrier, but just understand you can get it done yourself. Hey, let's have a wonderful week, and we'll see you here Sunday night with another Messenger podcast. Good night, crew.
Good night,
everyone. Good night.
And happy Valentine's Day for those.